This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of supporters of Iranian President-elect Ibrahim Raisi gathered in Tehran Saturday evening and Sunday morning to celebrate his landslide victory in the presidential elections. The crowd assembled on Imam Hussein Square, usually the stage for religious ceremonies, and cheered his victory by hoisting his pictures and Iranian flags. He won a landslide victory in Friday's presidential election, a vote that propelled the supreme leader's protege into Tehran's highest civilian position. His election became more of a coronation after his strongest competition found themselves disqualified from running. And that sparked calls for a boycott, and many apparently did stay home. Out of 59 million eligible voters, only 28.9 million voted. That is the lowest turnout in the Islamic Republic's history. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday said that his foreign minister and defense minister will head the candidates list for the dominant United Russia Party in September's parliamentary election. By placing Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu on the list, Putin aims to increase voter enthusiasm for the party whose support has been waning. The September 19th election for all 450 seats in the lower house of parliament is widely seen as an important part of Putin's efforts to cement his rule ahead of the 2024 presidential election. The 68-year-old leader, who has been in power for more than two decades, pushed through constitutional changes last year that would potentially